Tonight, President Bush will address the nation and present his new plan for the war in Iraq. At a briefing today, senior administration officials said the president would acknowledge mistakes and failures in the U.S. mission, but he will insist that the war can still be won. The speech follows two difficult months for the administration, a period that includes the Republican loss in the midterm elections in November and the departure of Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld. NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne has watched this process unfold, and he was at the briefing today, and he joins us now from the White House. Don, we've been hearing for weeks now that the president would propose increasing troop levels in Iraq. We've heard the number of around 20,000. How much will that force be going up from what you've heard today?
We got a slightly more specific number on that today from that senior administration official who was speaking on background only. He said it'll be between 21 and 22,000 extra troops. Most will be in Baghdad, the rest about 4,000 of them in Anbar province. Also, the official says it's important to know that they're going to be there to help the Iraqi forces, that this is an Iraqi plan. They stress that the Iraqis will be taking the lead and that the U.S. will be there to help with some much-needed muscle.
And how long will President Bush be committed to maintaining those higher levels of combat troops in Iraq?
They will not say, but there was talk of sort of a timeline today. The White House insists that there is now a new Iraqi commitment that hasn't been there in the past. And as such, the Iraqis have set benchmarks for their own progress, including one that would have them in control of security across all of Iraq by November of this year. But again, what the U.S. officials refuse to say is what the actual consequences would be if the Iraqis don't hit those benchmarks.
But we also understand that the president will say that the U.S. commitment in Iraq is not open-ended. Is that right?
Yes, and that is very new. For the president to say that is a real change. Remember, his position has been that the U.S. was in it for as long as it takes. Just by way of contrast, in fact, let's listen to a clip from one of the president's old speeches. This one is from August of 2005.
Our military strategy is straightforward. As Iraqis stand up, Americans will stand down. And when Iraqi forces can defend their freedom by taking on more and more of the fight to the enemy, our troops will come home with the honor they have earned.
We heard that speech countless times, but that was then. Today, that senior administration official says bluntly, it's now time for the Iraqis to step up.
So how is the White House characterizing tonight's speech? Will it be an apology in some sense for things having not gone well so far?
Perhaps not that, but the White House has been preparing people for the tone that this speech will have. It will be different. In fact, here's the president's communication director, Dan Bartlett. He was talking about that on CBS this morning.
The president will say very clearly tonight that there were mistakes with the earlier operations, that it did not have enough Iraqi troops or U.S. troops, that the rules of engagement, the terms in which our troops would actually conduct these operations, were flawed.
It's awkward and unusual language to be hearing from this White House, Robert.
Thank you, Don.
Pleasure.
It's NPR's Don Gagne at the White House.